So what function are the for-profits supposed to serve within the larger world of educational institutions?
Now, that for me was sort of the big question, because if they've existed for a long time and if millions of people go to them and if we subsidize them to the tune of $13 to $14 billion a year, then they must be serving a purpose. In higher education, the purpose they serve is sort of twofold. First, they provide some training in professions that traditional not-for-profit colleges either can't provide or it would be too expensive for them to provide. So that's things like a certificate in auto mechanics or a certificate in cosmetology, those types of regulated professions that don't require a full degree but do require some formal training. Well, it's kind of expensive, actually, to offer those programs at scale because they're so hands-on. You really fundamentally have to build, usually, a laboratory for the students to get their applied experience. Most not-for-profit colleges have gotten out of that business. The second purpose they find was a little less obvious and less discussed sort of in the public discourse, and that is they are serving, for-profit colleges are serving a role in credentialing or giving a degree or credential to workers who are increasingly unemployed or underemployed in the new economy. So as workers need to constantly get training to stay employable in the labor market, not-for-profit higher education isn't really set up for that. We're set up for a one-and-done scenario. You come, you get the credential that's going to, you know, send you off into life to improve your life chances. And ideally, you never come back to us. Well, for-profit colleges are set up for students to constantly come back and get the new credential so that they can stay employed.
So you're suggesting that in the world we live in now, in a lot of professions, you have to keep going back and get further training, a further accreditation, and that it's often the for-profit colleges that provide that.
That's right. For-profit colleges, in many ways, are providing the job training that employers once did but no longer do.
So you're suggesting now that you used to be able to get that on the job, but now you have to pay for it.
Correct.
And is tuition the right word? What do you have to pay at most of the for-profit colleges?
Yes, tuition is the right word. On average, the degree, whatever the degree is, whether it's in a certificate or it is an associate's degree, a bachelor's degree, or a master's degree, at every level of credential, for-profit colleges on average are about 30 to 40% more expensive.
Segment 1.
So what function are the for-profits supposed to serve within the larger world of educational institutions?
Now, that for me was sort of the big question, because if they've existed for a long time and if millions of people go to them and if we subsidize them to the tune of $13 to $14 billion a year, then they must be serving a purpose. In higher education, the purpose they serve is sort of twofold. First, they provide some training in professions that traditional not-for-profit colleges either can't provide or it would be too expensive for them to provide. So that's things like a certificate in auto mechanics or a certificate in cosmetology, those types of regulated professions that don't require a full degree but do require some formal training.
Segment 2.
Well, it's kind of expensive, actually, to offer those programs at scale because they're so hands-on. You really fundamentally have to build, usually, a laboratory for the students to get their applied experience. Most not-for-profit colleges have gotten out of that business. The second purpose they find was a little less obvious and less discussed sort of in the public discourse, and that is they are serving, for-profit colleges are serving a role in credentialing or giving a degree or credential to workers who are increasingly unemployed or underemployed in the new economy.
Segment 3.
So as workers need to constantly get training to stay employable in the labor market, not-for-profit higher education isn't really set up for that. We're set up for a one-and-done scenario. You come, you get the credential that's going to, you know, send you off into life to improve your life chances, and ideally, you never come back to us. Well, for-profit colleges are set up for students to constantly come back and get the new credential so that they can stay employed.
Segment 4.
So you're suggesting that in the world we live in now, in a lot of professions, you have to keep going back and get further training, a further accreditation, and that it's often the for-profit colleges that provide that.
That's right. For-profit colleges in many ways are providing the job training that employers once did but no longer do.
So you're suggesting now that you used to be able to get that on the job, but now you have to pay for it.
Correct.
And is tuition the right word? What do you have to pay at most of the for-profit colleges?
Yes, tuition is the right word. On average, the degree, whatever the degree is, whether it's in a certificate or it is an associate's degree, a bachelor's degree, or a master's degree, at every level of credential, for-profit colleges on average are about 30 to 40% more expensive